Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least three people now are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic eruption that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Officials reported major damage along the western coast of the main island that was covered in ash and dust, including the runway of the airport, hindering relief efforts. The State Department is reporting the United States believes that Russia may use joint military exercises inside Belarus as a cover for an invasion of Ukraine from the north. New deployments to the Belarus-Ukraine border in the coming weeks, in addition to the 100,000 Russian troops already in place, could allow Russia to open up a new front less than 100 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Let's be clear about how we got to this moment. In 2014, the Ukrainian people chose a democratic and European future for themselves. Russia responded by manufacturing a crisis and invading.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans can now order free COVID-19 test kits online as the White House moves to boost testing capabilities amid a surge of the Omicron variant. A federal government website went online Tuesday. The address is covidtests.gov. The problem for people with symptoms now, it will typically ship within 7 to 12 days of ordering. Chicago, Illinois is fining businesses for not demanding your COVID vaccine papers.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. Breitbart reported Tuesday the businesses are required to demand proof for those ages 5 and older. The rule applies to indoor dining establishments, fitness centers, and entertainment and recreation venues. The AP reports Chicago's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Agency has already issued 32 citations to 16 businesses. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will push for a vote in the Senate on voting legislation and an attempt to do away with the 60-vote filibuster rule. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney, also from New York, told Newsmax on Tuesday this is bewildering to lawmakers on her side of the aisle.
Well, let's just look at the facts. The Democrats in New York State, a 3-to-1 Democrat state, by a statewide referendum, voted down same-day registration and automatic registration. So that tells you where the Democrats are. Which is bewildering why Chuck Schumer is going to particularly get up today and deliver a failure to the Democrats. The Democrats are talking about voter suppression. They need to enact those policies that you just showed, getting rid of voter ID, which, by the way, you know, I just had to show my vaccine, proof of my vaccine and a picture voter ID to get into a restaurant in D.C. last night. But I can't do that when I go to vote. For something as important, as sacred as it is, and listen to the Democrats. They acknowledge that it is the profound act of self-governance is to vote. So, you know, the Democrats are just doing all of this because their policies are failing. People realize it. And the only way they're going to take over is going to be changing the rules, our election rules, and put them in charge because their policies are failing and people are moving to the Republican Party or to support Republican candidates in a larger margin than we've seen in decades.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And look, if finding love or improving your relationships is at the top of your New Year's resolutions, then you're going to want to listen to our next guest. He's a best-selling author, one of the leading personal development experts in the industry, known for his very straightforward, no-nonsense tips on improving your life situation. After all, it is your life. I mean, sometimes we get so mired down and we make this much more complicated than it should be. As Gary John Bishop writes, he says, love is patient, love is blind until it's not, and then what? He says, no matter how much advice we get or how much work we do on our stuff, nothing ever seems to make the difference. The truth of it is you're woefully ill-equipped for one of the most life-defining things you will ever take on, and that is being in a committed relationship. Don't think by any means that Gary is cynical. I think that sometimes, you know, troubled relationships, bad relationships can drive us to cynicism. But there are some practical answers here, and it's important that you listen to Gary. We're going to be talking about his book. I can't give you the full title, but it's about finding love. And the reason I can't give you the full title is because some people might be offended by it. And Gary and I have talked before, and the use of this word can be quite, quite shaking for people. But it really, I think, is emblematic of the frustration that maybe many of us feel about relationships, is that what the heck is going on? I mean, it shouldn't be this difficult, should it, Gary?
Well, maybe it shouldn't be, but it certainly seems, if you look at the numbers, it certainly seems to be,
yeah, right.
It's definitely one of those things in our lives that we're just not really that great at them, you know? And so we're left with this idea of finding somebody to get along with rather than somebody we can really create something with.
Right, exactly. And the thing is like you suggest, is that just like in your earlier best-selling book about that we're just clogged up with all this wrong stinking thinking, this paradigm, this thing that's just not working. And we keep on repeating the mistakes over and over again, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't realize how much we're soaking up as we're growing up. You know, we're taking things on, we're settling on things that we believe to be true or that we think are right or that we think are accurate. But it's not coming from, you know, like one spot. It's coming from multiple places. So what
exactly
you walk into your committed relationship with is some kind of mishmash of what should be and what shouldn't be, of avoiding what you've seen other people do or maybe you've done, and of you know, looking for answers in something when in fact, once you've done the kind of work that I do, you realize that, in fact, you are the answer. Like, there's a whole lot going on with you that you haven't really
right.
tapped into. So we're unpicking a bunch of that, and we're undoing a bunch of that, but also putting you in a place where you can actually do your own thinking and uncover and discover for yourself what not only what relationships are for you, but how to make them work for you.
And the best time and best place to do it, like you said, first of all, is with yourself. You got to do some preparation. I mean, you don't necessarily want to, you know, turn your relationship into an on-the-job training experience. I mean, although there's a certain amount of that that takes place, but if you haven't done your preparatory work beforehand, I mean, you're going to bring all this unpacked baggage into somebody else's unpacked baggage. And that's where the clash occurs, and it gets to be real messy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and I get into this in the book, most relationships are based on a very simple principle. That is, when you meet this person, you see something about that person that's going to resolve whatever you've been unable to resolve about yourself. So you see something over there with them that's going to take care of or fix whatever little piece of the pie you feel as if is missing for you. And
that's most important at that moment, right?
Right.
That is most important at that moment because at that moment it's one thing, and then 5 years later it's another thing, right? And it's go, wait a minute, you know, I needed her or I needed him to fix this one problem, but now we got a new problem.
Right. So if you think about that famous line that Tom Cruise said in one of his movies, he said, "You complete me." And what I want people to understand is that's kind of like what's at play. It's like there's something they have or some way that they are that if you have that in your life, you'll be good. And like you pointed to, what you actually start to understand is, no, it doesn't take care of it for you. And in fact, that missing piece is kind of like the battleground where the relationship gets played out.
Mm. Right. Well, how about, Gary, how much does, you know, generational influence come into play here? I mean,
it's,
you know,
massive,
things that you
right?
you learn from
massive.
Your mom and dad, some things that you don't even know that your grandparents or great-grandparents kind of sent down the DNA line. Go ahead and break that down.
Right. Yeah, that's massive, right? What you inherit from your parents is the conversation that they inherited from theirs. So whatever they talked about, your parents talked about, that you're going to talk about. And it's not just talk about, it's like these kind of firmly held beliefs. Now, most people, especially nowadays, they talk about breaking that generational chain, which I usually have quite a chuckle to myself about because, you know, I wonder, do they think other generations didn't attempt the same thing? You know, didn't attempt to do differently than their parents did, right?
Right, right.
Because the reality is, each generation feels as if they are the ones to break the chain, and yet the chain continues. So there's got to be another angle we're not quite seeing, that if we could see it from this other angle, you'll see it's not about breaking a chain. It's actually about creating something new. But you can't create anything new until you've fully come to terms with what you're bringing to the table.
Right. Exactly. And the deal is, you know, we do this in business all the time, Gary. You know, I've been in business most of my life, and we assess what we call strengths and weaknesses in companies and in organizations. And in a sense, you know, and not to make it seem so clinical, but it is a practical application of some common sense here, is that this needs to be exercised in our relationships, doesn't it?
There is a logic. But I think one of the most compelling aspects of what I'm saying is, you know, if you look at it from business, right? So in business, if you have a partnership in business, there's an agreement in place between two people, right? Or two organizations sometimes.
Right. It's a contractual
and
deal. Yes.
There's like, right, so I'm going to do this, and you're going to do that, and then we're going to do this together, and you're responsible for this, and I'm responsible for that, and on and on and on. And that is very much what happens in a love relationship. Some of it's spoken, some of it's unspoken, But there is an agreement in place. It might not be written down anywhere, but there's an agreement in place.
Yes.
What we never do is look to ourselves first to see who is making this agreement. Like if I'm going in making this agreement,
Gary, we got to go to break. We hit the pause button. We'll pick it up from there.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, you know, we all go into relationships in a bit of a fantasy and hoping and praying that, you know, he's the one, she's the one, that we're going to have, you know, happiness ever after and all that good stuff, all that good romantic stuff until we don't. And we wonder what the heck's happening. We went from this ideal hope and impression. And now we're living the reality of the choices we made. And as Gary John Bishop in his book about finding relationships, you know, says that some things are talked about, so much isn't. And Gary, I find that the things that aren't talked about are the ones that really become the landmines in a relationship, don't they?
They can be, you know, like when we go into a relationship, we're not consciously walking in there with, you know, I've got to hang up about this or something about that. Like I've always wrestled with trust, or I've always wrestled with having my needs met or my wants met. Like, or, you know, when things go wrong, I isolate myself. Like, you know, we don't go in there acknowledging that stuff. However, once we're in, that stuff starts to come up.
Yeah.
And until you've resolved at least some of that for yourself, whatever agreement you have with that person, whoever you've said you will be, will get thoroughly tested by who you are when you're pressed.
Mm.
And that's what I want people to start to understand. Like, you know, like you said earlier, you know, you can't make some kind of agreement with someone else until you first sorted out your agreement with yourself and who you're going to be in this thing.
Right, exactly. What are you bringing to the table? Because I have found that when you appreciate that you've done the hard work and that you appreciate what you're bringing to the table, you're going to hold the other person, chances are, to some standard to at least, you know, demonstrate that they've done their part. Otherwise, if it's just an emotional response, well, heaven help you.
Well, you can't, you know, I think being in a relationship with somebody, I think part of the challenge is that when we first meet someone, there's a lot of ruffling of feathers going on. There's a lot of, you know, peacocking going on. I think we're trying to leave this person with a positive impression and so on and so forth. But what generally happens is you end up leaving them with something that might not be entirely accurate.
Yeah.
It's not always necessarily intentional or manipulative. It really is a case of people, well, let me put my best foot forward here. But what they find is that it's now challenging to maintain or sustain it. And
exactly.
Whatever, it always comes back to the same point, though. And the point is, whatever you haven't resolved for yourself, you'll try to overcome. And by overcoming it, you'll burden yourself. When you do that work on yourself and you step into that environment, you're actually free to be yourself. You have nothing to prove to anyone.
Exactly. Well, and you're putting an unrealistic expectation on, you know, the person that's entering into this relationship partnership, because, you know, you're basically asking them to carry the weight that you yourself were not willing to carry. Or maybe you just want to, you know, just kind of hide it. Maybe, you know, because you're afraid of being weak and, you know, whatever motivation.
Yeah.
But it's not one, like you say, that you're being transparent about. You know what? It takes me, Gary, to Shakespeare's "To Thine Own Self Be True." You know, this has kind of been one of those ruling axioms, you know, for my life ever since the age of seven, going to school and seeing this on a poster on a public bus. I saw this and I said, there's something powerful about that. I just note to self. And that has stayed with me. And here we are talking about it these years later, you and I. And that's what it comes to. You know, you've got to first be true to yourself, right?
Right. Well, there's a part after that that says, to thine own self be true, and then canst not then be false to any man. And what he was saying is, to thine own self be true. Because when you're true to yourself, then there's nothing you need to prove to anybody else. Because you're true to you. I don't have to impress you. I don't have to overcome anything. I can just be myself, and you can think what you think of me and be with me the way you are, and that's okay. I actually don't even have a problem with that because I'm true to myself. It's that whole conversation actually is at the source of all great personal development work. It's when you start to realize, like, you have to settle with you. And when you've settled with you, you have the real power to impact how life goes. And you get to choose who you want to share that life with. Not to fix you, but you can share life with those people because that's who you say you are, and you're free to choose that for yourself.
Right. And that you're a complement one to the other. And that complement is like what you referred to earlier. It's a completion of the other person. It's two personalities coming together, not perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. But it's just that you're better as a result if you can allow that kind of transparency and that kind of love to reign in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, there's an aspect to this that I think is super critical. Like, really, like, I can't emphasize that enough. If you can't demand that someone accepts you the way you are while you're judging them.
Mm.
So you have to eventually say, if I'm seeking acceptance, this must begin with acceptance. I must accept them for who they are and really accept, not put up with, not, you know, like, but really accept that this is the way you are. Because if I can get myself there, I'm actually dealing with something called reality. I'm not struggling with something or wrestling with something or making somebody be different or anything. I'm really just looking what's so right in the face. That's where you're actually free to choose. You're free to choose. And that kind of space of acceptance, when you can let somebody be all that they are and all right. that they're not, and then you can choose whether you want to, you know, share this life with them.
Exactly. Exactly. And you kind of addressed that in one of the chapters of the book where you talk about all in or nothing at all. I mean, that's right. the question, isn't it? When you get to that point where you've assessed yourself, you've assessed the other person, and you say, okay, am I willing, based on what I know, am I understanding that there's some things I don't know, but am I all in, right?
Right. Well, I want to give you a little example. So, and this is true of many people.
We got about 2 minutes left here, Gary. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, if you're married to someone and you're not expressing your love for that person, well, that's an example of not in it. But you're in it,
yes.
You're not in it. So you're actually married, and I'm going to withhold my love from you because I don't like the way you are. All right, you got a problem there. Because that's an example of kind of like one foot in, one foot out. If you're saying I'm married, then you got to turn that ship around.
Yes.
Or get up. Make your mind up. You can't have both. You can't perpetuate this thing called a connection and not give it your all.
Mm.
And if you're going to sit there and observe the other person, well, they're not giving their all, they're not giving their all. All right, well, now you're at an impasse. You have
right,
to really
exactly.
determine for
yeah.
yourself, how does this play out? I'm either going to do this or I'm not going to do it. If you're not going to do it, then you're wasting your time.
Well, Gary John Bishop, in your book, and you know, getting your relationship together, the final chapter is quite the encouragement, and that is, you love the struggle. I mean, the struggle is going to be there. You know, love it and
right.
grow through it, right? Because you know, in those relationships where you've been able to get through the struggle on the other side of it, boy, I mean, that really strengthens the bond, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's absurd to think there won't be those times. It's an absurdity. It's you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. You know, there are times when you don't get along. There are times when it's not working. There are times that's all part of the deal. You know, you can't
right.
you can't go into Starbucks and expect it not to
exactly. Got to leave it there, Gary John Bishop, one of the leading personal development experts in the industry, New York Times best-selling author.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223.
800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least three people now are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic eruption that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Officials reported major damage along the western coast of the main island that was covered in ash and dust, including the runway of the airport, hindering relief efforts. The State Department is reporting the United States believes that Russia may use joint military exercises inside Belarus as a cover for an invasion of Ukraine from the north. New deployments to the Belarus-Ukraine border in the coming weeks, in addition to the 100,000 Russian troops already in place, could allow Russia to open up a new front less than 100 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Let's be clear about how we got to this moment. In 2014, the Ukrainian people chose a democratic and European future for themselves. Russia responded by manufacturing a crisis and invading.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, good to have you back with us, sharing a part of your day, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, where we're fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Are you ready to question God? It's okay. You know, it may sound, I mean, for just a moment, you think, oh, who am I to question God? God says, hey, look, come to me. Let's reason together. John Hopper is with us. And his brand new book is titled Questioning God, Answers to Questions Worth Asking. 15 questions are presented in this book, and they're asked, these are questions that believers, unbelievers alike, and they ask, and, you know, they're worthy of a thoughtful and friendly response. As I mentioned, John Hopper's with us. He serves as an area director for Search Ministries out of Houston, Texas, where he facilitates gatherings and conversations aimed at helping others think more deeply about God and life. All I can think of, John, is this must be the time of your life to sit around people and talk about God and hear their questions and, you know, the kind of revelation and, you know, koinonia time that you must have must be awesome.
You know, really is, Bill. So, you know, I sometimes people say to me, do people really have questions about God? And they really do. So if you give them sort of a friendly environment to ask away and where they don't feel like, you know, they're going to be preached to or pigeonholed, boy, they start to ask all kinds of questions.
Exactly. You know, and I was sharing this with a group of men last night, John, that, boy, I'll tell you, you couldn't ask for a better time than right now. Questions are abounding. I mean, with this pandemic, this political chaos, and this world in which we live in, which, you know, Isaiah 5 warned us about, that there would be those days when, you know, that which is evil is called good and good evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. I mean, we're right smack dab in the middle of it. So what's happening now is we have more questions than answers, but are we going to be the body of Christ that can bring the answers to an inquisitive world?
Yeah, I think that's really important, though, because, you know, I think so often Christians have been told what to believe, but they haven't been told why to believe it. And
yes.
So, you know, you get asked the questions, and they're kind of stunned. We're like, well, it's just what I believe. So we've got to do better than that. We've got to be able to provide, you know, reasonable answers to reasonable questions.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, being raised Catholic and up until my senior year in high school, I thought, well, maybe I'll end up in the Mary Knowles Seminary to become a priest. I had come to that point in my life and my spiritual walk was that I was told what to believe. I was given the language and, you know, all the proper words to say and everything else. But there were words that I lost this connection. And it happened at a time when, you know, the Catholic Church was going through an upheaval. Saints were being, you know, taken off the list. You know, the Mass of the Vernacular came into play. Meat on Friday was suddenly okay. All this disruptive thing. I mean, I didn't know I was conservative until I found out I was conservative. And it was quite the shock to my world, and for me, that ignited a journey in search for God. You know, I started studying different religions, you know, and everything. You know, I'd have good meaning friends that come to me and go, "Well, when are you going to read the Bible?" I go, "Well, I'm into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance right now, so I'll get to it. You know, I'll get to it down the road." But God in His mercy loves us so much that He allows us to go through this journey of life and this journey that asks questions, because at the end of the day, yes, He's given us a free will, but He wants us to know that we know that we really know. Right?
Yeah, and I don't think your experience is all that unusual. I think there's a lot of people who grew up in, you know, some sort of religious setting, some religious home, maybe a Christian home, Protestant or Catholic, and they were told things by people that they trusted, and so, you know, they went along with it. They believed in God or Jesus or whatever it might be, but then there were things that sort of eroded that trust maybe along the way, and so you've got to look past those voices of, you know, people you trusted when you were young. You've got to look at some hard, solid evidence to be able to really, as you said, know that we know.
Yeah. Well, in some cases, yes, maybe people that we trusted maybe violated that trust. Maybe our own perception of how life should be. Because during my era, you know, there was a big debate over birth control. It was huge. And, you know, and so these started, you know, these arguments started popping up. And the deal was, is that I think the big era for my generation was that we were listening to one another instead of going to God.
Yeah, I can understand that. So.
So these things can come into play. I mean, whether, you know, right now we're talking, you know, birth control. I mean, maybe today's generation and maybe dealing with abortion. You know, what's the deal? I mean, because here they've got people that, you know, they go to their movies, they hear their songs, and, you know, they hear some of these celebrities saying, "Look, I'm so glad that I aborted my child," or, you know, "I wouldn't have the career that I had today." I mean, this is quite shocking, those kind of statements that are put out. But if we leave the discussion amongst our contemporaries, then what kind of wisdom, what kind of truth can we pull out of that resource versus going to God Himself?
Yeah, in fact, if we, you know, we just kind of take truth to be whatever the, you know, current social tide is, boy, we're just going to vacillate all over the place. So, I mean, we just look past, you know, in the past to history, and you just think of eugenics, for example, in the 1920s,
yes.
And it's prominence back then, and the way that people were sterilized if they were poor or if they weren't as smart as other people. We look at that and we sort of are aghast that the Supreme Court would even sort of put their seal of approval on that at that point in time. So
right.
We certainly cannot look at sort of current events or current social tides as sort of our plumb line as to whether something is right or wrong.
Yeah, without a doubt. And some of the questions that you address, people say things like, "Well, you know, you Christians, you guys are just a bunch of hypocrites, right?"
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's certainly one of the reasons why people sort of step away. And you know, there's some truth to it, right? I mean, I'm not so sure I know there's no Christian that actually sort of lives up all, you know, to everything that Christianity says. And so, you know, there's a degree to which we are all hypocrites. But thing that, about Christianity is Christianity is not calling people to follow other Christians. Now, of course, Christians ought to be a good example, but ultimately, Christianity is calling people to follow Jesus.
Right.
And to kind of set their eyes on the original, and we'll never sort of match up to the original, but we are to be conformed to who Christ is. And so, as Christians, that's our great call: is not to call people to ourselves and to what we are doing, but to who Christ is.
And maybe in terms of that idea of being conformed, John, is what's more important is that when we don't conform, that we know who to go to. Where's the plumb line here? How do we know? How do we know that we fell short if we don't go to the original and square up our life, our choices with what would Jesus do?
Yeah, exactly right. So, in fact, Bill, I think sometimes sort of the hypocrite sort of line gets a little bit overplayed, because I'm not so sure a hypocrite is somebody that doesn't live up to a standard in a particular moment. A hypocrite is someone who doesn't live up to that standard and then doesn't hold themselves accountable.
Yes.
So, if I tell my kids they should speak, well and respectfully to elders, and then I don't do that to my own parents, but I notice as soon as I do that, that was wrong, and I right my error.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really a hypocrite in that instance. Because I'm holding myself accountable to the standard that I just didn't
right.
didn't live up to. And I think that's what we're called to do, is to, even if we do make sort of mistakes along the way, that we keep holding ourselves accountable to that plumb line, to what Christ himself wanted.
Exactly. When you say Christians are hypocrites, I mean, that just reinforces the cancel culture. It's an easy way to shut people down and invalidate them, right?
That's right.
So now I've canceled you, and I've just said you're of no value and no worth to the conversation or my time. And what do we potentially lose in the process? Sometimes we'll never know. We've got more
from
John.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
You know, that's the thing about God. Sometimes we don't even know. I mean, you think about that story of Abraham taking Isaac up on the mountain, and there, I believe the ram was always there in the thicket, and he just didn't see it until he needed to see it. And sometimes that's the way life is, and our experience with God is that, you know, as the song says, you're closer than you really think you are. Maybe we just haven't seen it, and that's our prayer, is that God would open our eyes. John Hopper is with us. He lives in Houston, Texas, serves as an area director for Search, an organization dedicated to facilitating open conversations about life and God. He earned his Doctor of Ministry from Biola University. That would be, you know, they say Biola, but I knew it early on, John, is the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, right?
Right. Yeah, it's been around a long time, so.
Yeah, exactly. Great, great history and great legacy. John, tell us about Search. What is Search Ministries about?
Yeah, so Search, I mean, as you described it, we are really trying to create venues where people can openly ask questions about life and God. And so we like to do that on people's turf. So, you know, lots of times Christians are trying to get people to come to church or to Christian events, and we kind of do the opposite. We go to where people are. We go to their country clubs. We go to their businesses. I'm about to head out to lunch to be inside of a business to talk with some people there. We do it inside of homes, at restaurants, whatever the case might be. But just where people can feel comfortable to sort of explore Christianity and to ask their questions. And boy, it's a lot of fun when you sort of give people that opportunity.
How did this come about? I love the idea. You're exactly right. I mean, it's about time that the church turn itself inside out and look outward as opposed to inward.
Yeah, Search has been around for almost 45 years now, and so it's really been doing that from the start. But what's interesting is we're finding that as the years go by that our approach is even more important. So it's capturing even more because there's fewer people who are willing to kind of go through sort of the doors of a church. So if you're going to be able to get into conversations that have them start taking steps towards God, you're going to have to begin sort of outside the church before you would maybe sort of lead them to that place. And so, again, we're just finding sort of our approach to be even more important and more valuable these days.
Yeah, when you look at Jesus' example, it wasn't like he was always in the temple, was he?
That's right, that's right. A lot of what we read, he's just sort of on the highways and byways.
Right, and maybe symbolic of where the church is today, and not to be super critical about it, but although we're starting to see, you know, more and more churches going by the wayside, and I believe this is in response to, you know, the way they've kind of secularized some of their theology. And, you know, maybe that's what we need. We need less buildings and more people and organizations like Search that is going out into the highways and byways and meeting people where they are, because that's what God does, doesn't he?
I think so. I think he's willing to sort of come to where we are, and so we need to be willing to go to where people are. And you know, Bill, just going back to what you said in terms of some churches sort of closing their doors, maybe because they've become secularized. You know, if we don't continue to sort of hold a, I like to say plumb line, that's sort of the biblical term, mm-hmm. sort of a standard, then what really do we have to say? So if the church is simply mirroring the culture, then it's, you know, why even bother going?
Exactly.
You can just listen to the news or whatever the case to sort of get your understanding about life. But it's, the church really only has its impact when we hold true to the standard that was set by Jesus so many years ago.
Exactly. When we're that light in a dark world, I mean, there's been times I often refer to what happened in 9/11. You know, there was maybe a 3-week movement of people going to church, looking for answers, going, what happened? Why did America get attacked? What's going on? And the church was the church, unfortunately, found itself irrelevant. They short term saw a lot of people coming to church, taking up seats that the traditional people were taking up, and they got annoyed by, like, wait, who's this new person in my seat? You know, kind of thing. And, you know, and it was unsustainable because it was irrelevant. But the time is here now, I believe, where people, again, by their own natural instinct, John, we're wired this way as humanoids. I mean, whether we consider ourselves to be people of faith, of no faith, there is a part of us. God has imprinted in us that God compass, that God desire, that conscience that's crying out for the truth. And and they instinctively, like I've said, people, you know, quite often I go, you know, it's interesting how many people these days I see looking up. You know, something's happening and they look up. Why up of all places? Why not down? Why do they look up? And to me, that's indicative of maybe an unpracticed faith, but a knee-jerk response of saying they know they don't have the answers. It's not in D.C. It's got to be in the heavens.
Yeah, you might be right about that, Bill. Well, yeah, I do think, as you said, there's a lot of ways in which people are searching for God and for what is true, even though they may not know it. You know, there's so much in that we talk about today and sort of in the world that has to do with justice, for example, Bill. So, and right. You know, some of that discussion might sort of really go off the rails, but where do we get the idea of justice? Like, why do we say that certain things are right or wrong? Even if we can't agree on what is right and wrong, why do we even say there is a right or wrong? If we're just happenstance creatures that are accidents of the cosmos, then there isn't any right or wrong. It's just sort of good luck or bad luck that people have. It's just a power play between those who are, you know, the fittest, you might say, sort of survival of the fittest. We can only say there's a right or wrong if there's a God who set a standard. And so I think when people are sort of yearning for justice, however they define that, really what they're yearning for is for there to be a standard bearer.
Exactly.
So, and
well, they know when it's not fair. And when it's not fair, they will say so. Because, I mean, even little kids, I mean, you go talk to 2-year-olds and they'll tell you real quick if something's fair or not, right? And so even as adults, we never grow out of it. But if you're not in the Word of God, you don't understand that God is a just God and he abhors scales that are imbalanced, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. In fact, it seems to me, Bill, when people are kind of talking about what is right and wrong, they're really talking, we've got two major categories. They're talking about what is loving and what is unloving. Like, you shouldn't do that because that's not loving. Or we're talking about justice things. You shouldn't do that because it's not fair. And what's so fascinating is the two main characteristics, I would say, of God throughout Scripture are that he is love and that he is just. And so we can't help but sort of tap into, who God really is.
Yeah, and the thing is so cool regarding just is that he's the same yesterday and forever. He's not willy-nilly. He's not dynamic. It's always consistent. That's part of the character of being just, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's not just sort of going with the whims of society, and it's not going with those who are just in power or, you know, who will give a favorable response. It's just sort of holding the line.
What do you say, John, to those people that say, well, John, if there's a God, you know, why does he let bad things happen?
Well, it's interesting, just sort of going to our sort of our justice discussion here, Bill. If, you know, people really, they don't really have a problem with sort of hard things happening or tough things happening to people. They have a problem with it if it's unjust. For example, you know, somebody gets angry and they hit their hand in a wall and they sort of break their hand. You know, we might have a little sympathy, but not really. We say they got what they deserve. So we don't really have a problem with their pain. We have a problem if that pain is what we consider unjust. So somebody gets hit by a drunk driver or something like that. That's where it really gets us. But again, where do we get this idea of just and unjust? If there is no God, then it's just sort of, you know, it's just sort of the random roll of the dice. That's why somebody got hit by a car. You know, there is no just or unjust. But if there's a God, we can say, you know, something's not right about that. And so even when we say, why is this happening? It really points to the existence of a God who perhaps in the original design or in the future design really doesn't see that as kind of the way things ought to be.
Exactly. It's like a story that's coming out currently out of Los Angeles. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but a UCLA grad who was murdered at an upscale furniture store. She was knifed to death. And here is this young, beautiful girl, very talented, gifted, had a bright future before her, and her life is now gone. That is unjust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
You know, if you and I are just sort of animal creatures that are just here sort of randomly, again, sort of by accident to the cosmos, we see animals killing other animals all the time. So why don't we say that about that scene in Los Angeles? We don't say that about that scene in Los Angeles because there's a God who made us in his image, and he's called us not to do that kind of thing. And so we say, you know, there's something that's not just, there's something that's not right here. And so when we say that, we're actually sort of aligning ourselves with God and with his existence.
And that's the clarion call for where we are today. It is time to reconnect with a just and holy God. His book, Questioning God, Answers to Questions Worth Asking. John Hopper, as we wrap things up again, thank you for coming on. What do you want people to take away from this book? We got 20 seconds left.
Well, I think you're going to get some good answers to some really good questions. And so I'd encourage people to grab the book and see that there is more than just sort of blind faith involved. There's really good evidence for Christianity in the Bible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm